Now, fourthly, with what does the Bodhisattva build the Buddha land? With what do the Bodhisattvas build the Buddha land? The answer to this question should be quite obvious from what has been said in dealing with the three previous questions. In any case, the Buddha himself has already given the answer in his reply to Ratnakara. The Buddha says, a Buddha field of bodhisattvas is a field of living beings. In other words, a Buddha land is built with living beings, with living beings who want to evolve. No living beings, no Buddha land. It's important to remember this. If we want to build a Buddha land, the Buddha land, we need people. In a sense, people are all that you need. It doesn't matter what else you don't have. Doesn't matter if you don't have buildings. Doesn't matter if you don't have money. If you've got people, you've got everything. If you haven't got people, you haven't got anything. And this principle holds good, we may say, at all levels of the spiritual life, not only in the case of building the Buddha land. If you want to have a spiritual community, you need people. If you want to have a spiritual movement, you need people. Even if you want to have a talk on building the Buddha land, you need people. It's not enough just to have the hall, not enough just to have the speaker. You need people. And when I say people, I mean people who want to become true individuals, people who want to evolve. At the same time, we have to be careful to avoid a certain misunderstanding. We speak of building the Buddha land with people, but we shouldn't take this metaphor too literally. It's not that people are really like bricks. It's not that the Bodhisattva is a sort of spiritual bricklayer, slapping them all neatly into place with the aid of a bit of cement, presumably his metta, because people are not passive. People are not inert. People are not things. A bodhisattva can build the Buddha land. Bodhisattvas can build the Buddha land with, inverted commas, people, only with their cooperation. And cooperation means communication. We'll be dealing with this subject of communication a little later on in the series. I think the week after next, when we have a talk on being all things to all men. In any case, the Buddha land is not built by a bodhisattva at all, as we've already seen. It's built by the bodhisattvas in the plural. But there's no question of even bodhisattvas building the Buddha land literally with other people. The bodhisattvas build the Buddha land with themselves.